always a joy to have guests to be with us in our service. I look forward to a great year in 2020. God would not have given us this year if he did not anticipate great things being done by his people. So I accept the challenge, and I pray that God will use me and use you and use his people to make a difference in the world in which we live. Oh, I could stand and I could tell you all of the negative things that have transpired over the past few days, weeks, and even months, but I'm not going to do that. The news does that every day. I think we need some good news this morning. How good God has been to us, that God will that we will realize how God is still working mightily in our lives. I want to encourage the church. I have put our reputation on the line. I have really bragged about this church to a gentleman that I met at the lectureship in Harding. I attended a workshop, and that workshop was called Natural Evangelism. And it was the presenter was Matthew Morin. Matthew did an outstanding job in teaching natural evangelism, and I just knew with Brother Jones and what he has been trying to encourage us to do that I invited him to come. Now, he is the author of a book called Natural Evangelism. I read the book, so I already knew much about his approach, but I invited him to come, and I said that if you want to see a church that is really about evangelism, I want to invite you to the Greenville Avenue Church of Christ. Now, he's going to be here on the 19th. That's the only time in his schedule that he would be able to accommodate us, and that's the 19th of this month. So before I even talked to the elders, I had already invited him, and I said, I pray that the elders will accept, and they did. And I told Brother Jones. Brother Jones is the one who put the book in my hand. I read the book, very impressed. That's why I went to his workshop. So he's going to be here. Please don't let me down. I don't ask much of you all. Y'all know it. But I need you to be here. I want him to see this great church. Let's be here for the workshop on that Saturday. Let's sign up. And then let's be here that Sunday. He's going to speak to us all day. Now, much of my time is already gone, and I recognize that I did it deliberately, purposely. I asked John to keep singing, and I let you, you know, meet and greet more than 2 minutes, and I'm just telling you that at this moment, I am filled and so, let me just do the best I can. I know men are not supposed to cry. But I am full. 1 John chapter 4. I want to read in your hearing. Verse 7 through 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. Sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. I want to use for a subject, loving more like God in 2020. Loving more like God in 2020. As I studied verse 7 through 11, I found at least four things to highlight concerning the love of God. First of all, the love of God has a scope. Secondly, it has intentions. Thirdly, it has conditions. And then fourthly, it makes a decision. When you look at the text, how do I know that its scope, or how do I determine the scope of his love? In verse number 9, it says, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world." I want to highlight the word world, because the world gives us the scope of the love of God. That word in the Greek is cosmos, which means orderly arrangement. God, in his love, which is agape love, is a love that is universal. That's why when we read John 3:16, the Bible says God so loved the world, the cosmos. May I say to you that when we speak in terms of loving more like God in 2020, I pray that we will expand our love beyond ourselves. Expand it beyond your family. Expand it beyond just those that you are coming in contact with on a daily basis. If we're going to allow the love of God to exemplify itself more in 2020, our love must be like his. We must love the cosmos. We must love the universe. And in loving the universe, that means that we love all of the orderly arrangements in which God has placed in this world. When you think in terms of the love of God, God loves all men. The Bible is clear. From one blood, God hath created all men, all nations, to dwell on all the face of the earth. God's love extends itself not just to all men, but it extends itself to the animals that he created. All of the animals, all the insects, all the fish in the sea, all of the beasts of the field, God loves them. Someone said, well, how do you know? Because he asked you to look at the birds. Who feeds them? I feed those birds. Jesus Christ is on record in helping us to understand that God loves us in a way that you and I will never be able to comprehend. It's too high, too deep, too wide, too broad, rather. And so I'm asking us in 2020, let's look beyond just ourselves. And let's look upon all men. You look at God, God loves the Iranians. God loves the Iraqis. God loves the Taliban. God loves those who... God loves everybody. And I am simply saying that he loves more than just America. He loves the whole world. And so I'm asking us, let's expand our love. Let's love like God. And let's love the world. And the Bible says he so loved the world. Secondly, I want you to not only understand the scope of God's love, which is the world, but I want you to understand its intention. How do I recognize the intentions of God's love? You look with me in verse number 9 again. The Bible says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because God sent his only begotten Son. What I want you to see in this verse is that he intends to love us in a way that you and I will never be able to understand from a worldly perspective. God has an intention of doing good toward all men. The word agape simply means charity. It's a verb, which means that it's an action. God has an intention of doing good and providing what all the world needs. And that's why the Bible says that he loves, his love is toward us. That us involves all mankind, Jews, Gentiles, all men, all things, and even the environment in which we live. God is in favor of us taking care of our environment, taking care. God wants us to take care of the world that he gave to us and not waste the things that he has provided for us. So his intention is that it's universal, but it's intended to do good to all men, to all things, to all creation. And that's why you and I need to make sure that we love more like God in 2020. Make it your intention to do good toward people that you don't really know. Make sure that you intend to do good toward those that are even doing things that you don't necessarily agree with. When you know God, God so loved the world, which moves me to the third point. That is that there's a condition, but it's unconditional. When you think in terms of the love of God, not only is it universal, not only is it about intending to do good for people in the world, for the animals, for the whole creation and the whole universe in which you and I find ourselves. God wants us to see that this love does not come with conditions. So many of us, when we decide to reach out and do good toward individuals, it's based on whether they do this or they are like this or they provide this. No, God's love is a love that is unconditional. Notice with me, when we consider how the Bible says in 1 John 4, look at 1 John 4, verses 8 through 10. The Bible says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is what? For God is love. Look with me also at the prodigal son. And that is that when you look at Luke 15, the prodigal son was an individual who desired his father's living and went out and wasted his father's living. And in wasting his father's living, suddenly he became in need. Then he remembered how that his father had goods to spare, not just for the family, but even for the servants. While he was there desiring and in hunger and in need, he made up in his mind, I will go back to my father. When you look at that story, and I know Brother Jeremy Flowers shared this with you on last Lord's Day, and I hope you remember how that when the father saw this boy a great distance off, the Bible says that he ran to his boy. You know, some of us need to see that this parable is depicting to us how God has a love that is unconditional. He didn't love that boy because he did good. He didn't love that boy because he was productive and doing things that brought honor to his father. The father loved the boy, even when the boy had done wrong, even when the boy had misused his own living. The father, the Bible says, ran to the boy. When he ran to the boy, the Bible said that he embraced